Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is July 17th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to take you guys on a little coffee chat this morning. I'm in a really great mood. I know the world is a crazy place, and all of us are really struggling to navigate it on a daily basis. That's why we come together. But also, we can't forget how beautiful this world is and what it is that we're striving for. And ultimately, what lies just beyond the storm. Now, obviously, we have some pretty difficult times ahead of us. We've been traveling a difficult road up to this point. And in the past, I've discussed how all of our lonely roads have really converged in this final act of the Great Awakening. And it's such a beautiful thing to be reminded of, because from time to time, I really start to feel isolated and alone when I don't communicate with the audience, when I don't have the opportunity to do these types of reports. I mean, I do my situation updates and my interviews, which are wonderful, but they're sort of in a different category. The coffee chats for me are a way to communicate really and show my soul and share my heart with the audience in a way that is always kind of unpredictable. And from time to time, I really surprise myself. I get into topics and I can get really emotional about certain things or really angry about other things. And then on other days, I'm very spiritual and reflective. And on some days, I guess you could say I'm a combination of all of those things. But I have to say that this Great Awakening has really redefined so much in my mind about how I conceptualize family and the people that I've come into contact with. And I've shared this many times, and I hope folks out there don't get tired of hearing it, because you are all so special to me. You've all given me and infused me with such a confidence and such a passion and really a sense of responsibility that just a short time ago in my life, I never would have been able to conceive of it. And there are times when I sit back and I think to myself on difficult days, just looking at the world and everything that I'm going through personally and everything that all of us are struggling through together, I think to myself what this journey would be like if I didn't have the audience, if I didn't have the podcast, a way to communicate with the world. And I have to say, folks, it's been really difficult, even with probably one of the most amazing blessings in my life, which is all of you. It's been hard enough. And without all of you, I just don't know how I would have made it. And I do believe that's why I woke up on March 20th of 2021, not thinking that I was going to do anything that day specifically that was going to change my life. And then making a simple decision, I told my wife that I just decided I wanted to experiment and do a podcast. And she kind of looked at me and she said, okay. And I said, well, okay, that means I got to go up and go to Best Buy and grab a new laptop. And because we had a computer, but it really just did not fit the bill. And I went up there and made that purchase, came home, got everything set up, hit that record button. And honestly, I had no idea, just kind of like today. I mean, I had no idea what was going to come out. I remember my first video I did was about 10 minutes long, and it was really just an introduction to me, I guess, and my channel. And I used Before It's News as a backdrop just to kind of talk about some of the articles and some of the videos and some of the internet personalities and podcasters out there that I follow, just to, in a sense, introduce myself to the world. And I remember a couple of days later, there were already, you know, 1,000 views or something like that. And I did a coffee chat that weekend, and I was just absolutely floored, because within a few days I had like a few thousand views on that video that was just entirely experimental, just me sharing me. And, you know, recently it's interesting, because I reflect a lot, as everybody knows, and I think back to the beginning of my journey and I see how much things have changed. And it's all been for the better, obviously. I mean, you start out, and I was thrilled when I hit 50 subscribers, and I was thrilled when I had 100 views on a video. I never really had aspirations of internet fame or getting attention or anything along those lines. I just wanted to share a piece of myself with the world. And I think about that mission, if you will, if you want to call it that. I don't even know if you can call it a mission in the beginning. It was really just an urge. And what's happened over time for me is it's evolved into a mission. It's evolved and developed into a relationship with the world, with you, with each and every one of you. And, you know, growing up, I never imagined that I would have the ability to speak my own heart and my own mind and somehow have other people hear their own thoughts and their own feelings and have them reflected back. And to tell you the truth, folks, I never knew. I mean, so many of you out there have shared with me how you respond to my work, and you've just blown me away. I mean, I continually get blown away when I hear feedback, you know, the positive feedback, of course. I mean, there's negative feedback as well, but I really don't focus too much on that because that's really just meaningless to me. But really, the truth is that overwhelmingly, I'm getting positive feedback, but it's not just, hey, you did a really great job. It's you somehow reflected what I've been thinking and feeling, but I've never been able to hear before or never heard anybody say or put into words that way. And how deeply that touches my soul, folks, I don't know that I could ever really describe it because it's still somewhat surprising to me. If I'm being honest with you, because I go back and I listen to my videos sometimes, you know, most of the time I really don't because I'm kind of a perfectionist and all I can hear sometimes when I go back is the mistakes that I made, or at least in my mind, the things that I should have elaborated on or I should have said differently or places that I might have stumbled. That's what I hear when I go back and I listen. And what all of you hear is just something so incredibly different. And it's given me a sense of fulfillment. And all throughout my life, I've had some difficult things that I've had to go through, just like any other person out there, all of you, I'm sure. Every life is a tapestry of, you know, positive events and negative events, good things, bad things, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. But all throughout my life, I was always searching for a sense of fulfillment, but not in a traditional sense. I don't really know quite how to describe it. I think it's because I'm now a podcaster and I've now discovered this element of myself. But there was a part of me that was never satisfied in my life, no matter what I did, no matter what job, no matter what avenues and paths I traveled down, I always felt like there was something missing. And for such a big portion of my life, really my entire adult life, I became convinced that it was just something that was wrong with me. It was just fundamentally, I was broken, and that therefore I needed something external to fill the void. And that's really how I lived most of my adult life, and was convinced that because I didn't conform very well to this world, that there was something wrong with me. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there are plenty of things wrong with me. I am not in no way, shape, or form perfect. But I've come to discover by meeting all of you, and I don't know if meeting is the right word, but coming together and communing with all of you and communicating with all of you and hearing your story, and also hearing how my story is becoming a part of yours, I'm now realizing that that missing piece in my life, there was never anything wrong with me. There was never anything wrong with you in the sense that it crippled us or made us misfits in the world. It was always that we stood for something. And we had certain standards, even though we may not have articulated it this way or thought of it this way in our subconscious level. This was all, I believe, a big portion of why we all ended up connecting with each other, because we had standards that we simply were not willing to let go of. And we had passion inside of us that simply couldn't be extinguished by this world, by all of this negativity, by all of this low frequency, polarizing, dualistic environmental tendencies that are inflicted upon us every single day. Despite all of that, we came out on the other end, wounded and battered, and feeling as if there was a piece of us that was missing, and yet still spiritually we knew that we had committed ourselves to the right course. And that's the reason that we found one another. And throughout this journey, and especially now here as I sit and talk to you today, I realize that that void that I felt that I talked about a moment ago has been filled. And it was always a prayer, whether it was spoken or unspoken. And for most of my life, it really was an unspoken prayer because I didn't really know quite what it was that I was searching for. And I realized that it was always this. It was always all of you. And I have my family and my loved ones, and certainly I have my children that, I mean, for me, folks, the bottom line is my children, there is simply nothing more important in my life. And as I'm sure all of you who have children share the same sentiment. And all of those blessings associated, I would never place anything in front of those. But for me personally, and I think back about my whole life and my whole journey, and I think about everything that I struggled through and what this represents, this connection with all of you, what it represents to me. It's not about views or subscribers or anything like that, because it doesn't really matter how big my podcast becomes or if it stays this size. I mean, it's already gone far beyond anything I ever anticipated. But this connection, and that's what it's really all about. It's the connection that I feel. It's the magnetism. It's the drive. I get up every single day, folks, and I may not have the opportunity to do it, but I'll tell you something. Every single day that I wake up, all I want to do is this. All I want to do is just delve into the news, and I want to produce podcasts. I want to communicate. I want to get the truth out there as much as possible. But I think at the deepest level, what I really want to do is to try to use the passion that God has put inside of my heart and my spirit and my soul that gets me out of bed every single day and just there's this fire inside of me, folks. I don't really quite know how to describe it. And it's always been there, but it just seems to get stronger and stronger and more powerful as this experience goes on. And so God put that passion inside of me. And I realized that I'm going to go through difficult times, and I have all throughout this process. And I've learned, I've made mistakes. I'm in no way perfect, like I said. But that passion and that fire was lit inside of me, not so that I could sit on the sidelines, not so that I could sit there with a head full of ideas and a heart full of emotion and do nothing with it and steam with it like I used to. I mean, heck, I used to drive around in my car just like I'm doing now. And sure, I would listen to my podcasts and I would get my information. But for a lot of the time, I was just stewing inside of my head. And then finally, it was a gradual process, the way the Lord introduced me to what he wanted me to do. First, it was stewing inside of my head and all of these thoughts and feelings. And then one day, they started to come out into words. I started to verbalize them. Now, again, this was all in my car, and that's a big part of how this whole coffee chat idea was born, because it really was the evolution of what you know as Patriot Underground. And one day, all of those feelings, like I said, they started to come out into words. And, you know, I've been to different therapists and things along those lines in my life. So it's not as if I had never really talked about how I was feeling or what I was thinking and so forth, but I had never done it by myself. I had never driven around in my car. I mean, At first, I thought I might have been losing my mind. And as time goes on, I mean, heck, I'm sure probably there are a lot of folks out there who could share that same sentiment on certain days, especially before you started connecting with like-minded people. You probably thought you were losing your mind. Probably thought you were just going crazy because you're just so out of step with all of these normies out there. And you're just so, it's just like everything that you look at is completely incongruous with reality. And we all feel that sense of isolation. But honestly, we're not crazy. And I think that deep down inside, we always knew that we were right. We always knew that whatever it was that was driving us was always coming from a place of righteousness. It was always coming from a place of deep, deep conviction. And that is exactly what this world, exactly what this matrix tries to strip away from you. You know, in the past, I've talked a lot about how overcoming what we've overcome just to get here is an absolute miracle. But this connection that we feel, this union, and this digital family that we're building, this is nothing that I really ever anticipated was going to happen as a result of this. It was really just thoughts that eventually became words. And then one day, I woke up and I decided that I was just going to record what I was saying. I didn't think that I was going to share it with anyone, mind you. I mean, heck, I think anyone out there, the first time you record yourself, the last thing you think about is sharing it with the entire world. That's probably almost universally true, especially because there's this weird thing where your voice sounds different to you than it does to the rest of the world. I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about, which is also strange to me because so many people out there tell me that they enjoy the sound of my voice. And I think to myself, I'm like, really? My voice? Because to me, it just, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But I never thought that I was going to share it with anyone. It was just, I was going to get out what I was thinking and feeling and listen back to it for whatever reason. And then again, these thoughts were just put into my head, folks. It's not like I had thought about this or plotted this whole thing out. It just happened. Just evolved. And that's how I know, especially given the success that the show has had, that it's really not me that's pulling the strings here. That God decided that he was going to use me as a tool to try to help in this process, in this great awakening. And man, I think to myself, everything that I went through in my life just to get here and how difficult it was. And to say that it was difficult is an understatement of biblical proportion in my own personal life, because I really did go through some hell, as I'm sure all of you did out there. And I'm not looking for anybody's pity or anything. I think people understand that. I don't really get into the specifics of the things that went down in my life, the things that I had to overcome, because the specifics of my story are personal to me and they're not really relevant. The point is that I had to go through a lot of these very, very difficult things in my life in the same way that all of you did. But I never imagined that someday in the future, there would come a time where I'd be able to honestly say that I'd be able to look at everything that happened, the totality of it. And by the way, everything that's continuing to happen, because life is by no means a bowl of cherries right now. I got a lot of things going on in my life that aren't easy to deal with, as I'm sure all of us do. But the point is that I think about everything that I went through to get here. And I never imagined that there would be anything in the world at certain points along the way in this journey, at certain valleys, I never imagined there would be anything in the world that would be worth all of that pain, all of that suffering, all of those tears. I never imagined that the Lord would have in store something so beautiful that would make every single thing, every single tear worthwhile. And here I am, and I'm speechless, and the journey has only just begun, because I realize that in God's plan for my life, you see, the thing of it is that a good friend reminded me of this very recently. And I'm sure everybody out there has heard this before, or some version of it, or feels the same way, but God sees the big picture. We're going through our lives. We don't. We're growing, we're developing, we're grappling with at least what we perceive to be reality in this 3D matrix. We have no idea what the big picture is. I mean, heck, you can't know what the big picture is if you don't know anything about your own reality, your own, well, I guess the truth of your existence. If you don't know that, well, then fundamentally, you can't really branch out from there and have a broader understanding or a broader connection with the universe or with God or with your fellows. I mean, we were thrust into this world, into this dualistic environment with no understanding of where all of our individual paths were going to lead, with no understanding that one day we were going to realize that we were living through quite literally the most epic time in human history. And beyond that, we were actually chosen, or perhaps we chose, or perhaps both, to be here, to be a tip of the spear, to wake people up, to corral like-minded and like-hearted and like-spirited individuals, to form a united front against evil. I mean, you just think about how epic that is. And I sit back and I marvel at it. That all of the different puzzle pieces in my life have all led up into this point. And you see, all of the suffering, all of the struggles that all of us go through, that I went through, that I used to beg and to plead, and I would just rage in anger at God because I didn't understand why I had to go through all this pain, why I had to go through all of this suffering, why the tears just never seemed to stop. Because the entire time, the Lord knew that I was strong enough, that He had blessed me with enough strength to be able to survive it, to be able to take it, and to be able to use it one day to turn it into something beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. I went through a lot of my life, folks, and I just never imagined that I would have an opportunity to share it in a way that would help people. And all of you you've just completely touched my heart. And I just want to say thank you. Oh, see, I never know how I'm gonna feel when I do these or what's gonna come out of me. But folks, this journey it's really just been life-changing. And I guess recently I've just been reflecting and realizing how enormous it is. And as I'm going through my own struggles and I'm realizing and I'm looking back on so many things that have happened, and you know, I'll tell you, there have been a lot of things that have been personal to me that I thought I had come to terms with. I thought that I had gotten over. And over the past several weeks and months, I think in association with my podcast and a lot of the success that I've had with it, it's strangely conjured up a lot of things from my past. And, you know, the pain from my past is come back to me. And it's a funny thing, because you compare what you're experiencing, what I'm experiencing with all of you, this amazing gift, and I compare that to all of the pain that's still very much, I mean, if I allow myself to feel it, if I allow myself to go there emotionally, just like I did a moment ago, those tears really were kind of tears of joy. But if I allow myself to feel those memories from my past, the tears are still there. The pain is still there. But the difference now is that there's also something else. And there's an acknowledgement of what it all was about. Maybe not every single detail. And I mean, I wish I could describe my life that way and be able to explain and understand why everything happened the way it did. And maybe someday I will, but as far as the big picture is concerned, there's an understanding that I never had before. And this show is kind of like an anchor. That's kind of what it feels like. It's become a fundamental part of who I am. And to be able to share that with all of you and have you resonate is just, it's what this entire podcast has really been all about. So I hope folks take my message and my reflection of my own journey and even all of my emotions and take it in the right way and the right spirit, which is for me to share with you, you know, what I've been thinking and feeling, what I've been so passionate about and what I've been going through lately, and hopefully have you connect and have a similar experience when you listen to my words. And like I say, it's the greatest gift that God could have possibly given me. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to cut it short today because I do have a number of things I have to get done, but I want to just salute each and every one of you and just say that once again, you're all incredible people. You're salt of the earth. And hopefully one day we can actually meet in person. I can shake some of your hands. We can share some hugs. And when we get to the other side of this storm, which we will, and I know that, I mean, heck, folks, it's a difficult journey and it's been a long road. And in many ways, the best and the worst is yet to come. But when we get to the other side of this journey, we're going to embrace on multiple different levels. And my real belief and my hope and my prayer is that for all of you out there right now who listen to my message today and maybe shed a tear or two with me, that you'll be the people that I'll be able to embrace physically one day. And we can realize together in that moment what we did to change the world. So thank you, everybody, for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon with another report. I think I'm going to do a situation analysis, maybe not tonight, but tomorrow. And just a reminder, folks, please remember to check out patriotunderground.shop to pick up an item or two to support me financially and support my work. You can also make a monthly pledge on Patreon. And also remember, folks, there's a link in the description to Patriot Switch, an amazing company. Please do your shopping with the good guys. Defund the cabal. Hit them where it hurts. Do the right thing, folks. It is an amazing company. And I promise you that I do not ever endorse any products that I will not, I mean, I will never endorse any products that I don't use myself. And I've been very, very pleased with the products that I've gotten from Patriot Switch. And more importantly, I am at peace knowing that my money is going to a company that really believes in the same things that I do and has the same values and shares the same values that I talk about in my podcast pretty much on a daily basis, or maybe not so much a daily basis anymore. I remember I used to do them daily, but couldn't keep up that pace forever. But patriotswitch.com, an amazing company, folks. make the switch today. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.